This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic Alabama state senator is now sponsoring a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that passed last week, which makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is in danger. Yesterday, hundreds of rallies in favor of abortion rights were held in communities nationwide. One such rally in Maryland, Diana Phillip of Pro Choice Maryland says,
"We should be concerned that mothers, daughters, and sisters all throughout our land are being challenged with the idea that they can't access the full spectrum of reproductive health care. We need to be concerned for all the states, not just Maryland."
As more House Democrats push to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will discuss the issue with her caucus this morning. She's been cool to the idea of preferring aggressive investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Trump administration officials briefing lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the rising tensions with Iran. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo explains what they discussed.
We walked through our efforts and our ultimate objective over the past days, which has been to deter Iran.
Also meeting with them, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
I walked them through what the Department of Defense has been doing since May 3rd when we received credible intelligence about threats to our interests in the Middle East and to American forces.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Severe weather that's been slamming a broad stretch of the country, now blamed for at least three deaths. That storm system killing at least two people in Missouri, one in Oklahoma, as rain, flooding, hail, and dozens of tornadoes continue and will continue in that region today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with seven infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the red planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's inside.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I know it's enough to make you crazy, isn't it? I mean, it has just totally become nonsensical. And you wonder, you say, okay, when is reason going to take over here? I mean, do we just have to fight ourselves out like a bunch of drunken idiots before we finally realize, hey, look, there is a better way. There needs to be a return to what used to be regarded as common sense. This is where we are right now. Gosh, look at our government. Well, what a waste of time and resources. And I think it's quite interesting, you know, how quick Jerry Nadler et al. Are moving, you know, to go down this road of impeachment. I mean, it's never ending. The waste of time. And, the voters, those that gave the power to the Democratic Party, I mean, you got to think about what you've done by going this way. And in fact, this was no surprise. I mean, this was spelled out more than once leading up to the midterm elections that this is what would take place. But even then, I don't think we thought it was going to be to this degree. But it is over the top. Meanwhile, the Democrats insist that there is collusion, even though after all the money that was invested, over $65 million, all the attorneys, the subpoenas and everything, the Democrats in typical form, it's like it's never enough money, never enough time. And so here they are. There's a pony under all that manure. And regardless of all the attorneys that were involved in, and it, you think most of the attorneys that were on, Team Mueller were no fans of Donald Trump. And of course, I love the narrative, how they try to frame it. Oh, well, Bob Mueller's a Republican. Really? James Comey was a Republican. Let's overlook clearly the animus. And the people that were involved in investigating Trump, it's clear it was a one side. I mean, can you imagine if you were Donald Trump and you had this kind of team against you? This is a battle. This is an ideological battle of politics, of people's perception about how they want government to run, people who have been in power and been able to operate in the shadows, and they're getting exposed here. And it's obvious. Isn't it obvious to you that they've had to step over really the real crimes and the real collusion, which is on the Democratic Party? But, they're very effective. Psychologists call this projection. They're projecting, their problems, their issues upon the Republican Party. And the Republicans, I guess, they can be fortunate that they have the White House, because otherwise, not only that they have a White House, but they also have someone of character in the White House and has a you know, the strength and intestinal fortitude to take this on. You know, God bless him for doing this. I mean, gosh, sometimes I hear about this stuff and I said, oh, Lord, how's this guy able to hang in there? I mean, it's almost like, look at, for all the hassles that you're putting on me and my family, you know, you can have your crazy country. You guys are nuts. You know, I'm checking out, you know, I'm going to go on vacation. You guys are knuckleheads. What they're putting him, what they're putting his family, what they're putting the country through, what they're putting 63 million voters through. And they said, look at, we have enough confidence. And you look at the practicality of it all, and I guess, you know, and he even brings this up, I'm talking about Donald Trump, of course, brings this up at the rallies going, wait a minute, you know, you got an economy that's up, lowest unemployment, all these good things that are happening, you know, taking on the issues of the border and exposing the resistance and why we haven't been able to take care of the immigration issue, it's clear. And even more so, I mean, the party that said the very things that Trump is saying that needed to be done is what they said not that long ago themselves. I mean, they're all captured on video saying that. And now it's like, okay, let's suspend reality. And, you know, we'll have all our followers think differently. Really. I mean, I really don't know, you know, what it's going to take. You know, ultimately here, if something has to really, really get really bad, and maybe we might start behaving a little bit better and realize that, you know, this whole deal is not about you and me. You know, it's about the people. I mean, we're all serving people here. I mean, this is the American idea, if you really think about it. You got to step back and say, wow, this idea can serve a lot of people. Not only here as Americans, but around the world, this is what we've done. This is when our better angels come out. But when we get into all kinds of selfishness and everything, I mean, there are countries, there are fellow citizens, there are homeless people that are just, you know, hoping upon hope that America can get its act together and start doing the good that it's capable of doing. Instead of Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Maxine Waters and everybody, you know, lining up all of D.C. with subpoena. I mean, they're like wallpaper, you know. That subpoena's abounding. It's just ridiculous. But they're not serious, really. I mean, you know, I mean, it's clear. I mean, you got to figure it out, right? I mean, this isn't about, you know, the American way and justice and, you know, the fight for freedom and everything. No, this isn't what it's about. It's all about, you know, the bottom line is the Democrats are peeved. They are peeved that they didn't get Hillary in the White House. And you're going to pay for it. They're going to teach us. They're going to teach us, we the people, that we don't know what we're doing, because that's their attitude. Is thank God for the Democrats. Thank God for Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and now AOC. Because the minions, us-ins here, we don't get it. And we need them. We're fortunate to have these elites around to, if they have to, they're going to drag us kicking and screaming to their side of the ideological spectrum. You know, this has, and the Constitution be damned. It's one of those inconvenient things. It's there. And we'll let the Republicans talk about it and all that. But, you know, we all know that, you know, we're just going to pay lip service. It's really not that significant. As Barack Obama said, it's elastic. You know, the Founding Fathers weren't really all that intentional about it. You know, after all, I mean, you know, that's a couple hundred years ago. A lot of things have changed. You know, this thing's impractical. Wow. You know, and of course, in many cases, kids that we've sent to college paid a ton of money. And some of them, you know, obviously still have some tuition debt in excess of $1 trillion. And this is what we get. We get kids that are indoctrinated into thinking that the American ideal is inconsequential. It's meaningless. It's full of holes. And thank God for, liberals and progressives who are really saving this country. And I ask you, I said, you know, what was the last, you know, progressive thing that you could look to and just say, wow, look at all the great things these progressive ideas have done, not only for this country, for the world. I'm hard pressed. Maybe you have something. Maybe you know. If you do, enlighten me. Enlighten us. You know, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Love to hear from you. You know, you can chime in on this. This is really all about you. I'm just laying down thoughts from, you know, emails and ideas that you've sent to me and said, you know, what is going on here? You know, can we not be reasonable? Can we, you know, what are we going to do? We talk about getting this country back on track. Well, it's going to take reasonable people to make that happen. The grown-ups have to stand up and start letting the kids know, hey, you're out of control, and you need to be quiet for a little bit.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Here's the way you like us, fresh and independent, with a little bit of an attitude. By the way, look at it really bothers me when I, you know, you get to that point and you go, look at somebody has to be quiet here. And that's the unfortunate thing, because I think that is so un-American. But, you know, sometimes when people just are, you know, so loud and drowning out reasonable people, and they're not open for conversation, And you just kind of just say, hey, can you just be quiet for just a moment? I mean, really, you know, I wasn't raised that way, and I don't like, really don't like marginalizing or invalidating people. It's important to hear both sides, but, you know, hear that, to hear both sides. If one side is drowning out the other, well, we're in serious trouble. And so I hope you appreciate where I'm coming from in all this, because I believe we all have a say in this. I'm just saying, look, at even for those that are so passionate and, you know, you've got to consider in your own heart, you know, what are you trying to do here? Do you really want to be open and listen to the other side, or you just want to keep up the volume and be annoying? Because the answer is, you know, not like blowing in the wind like when I grow up, but the answer is from both sides. I mean, we need, it's all part of the grand recipe. Our founding fathers understood that. That's why, you know, our First Amendment was free, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of the press. But, you know, like anything, when it gets inordinate, which means it starts to get out of order, and to the point where, you know, we're invalidating people, or when the press is out of its lane and sells its very soul and compromises its core values of objectivity, everybody's injured as a result of this. And maybe this is what we need to do, just go through this experience and say, okay, well, this was a grand experiment of just allowing one side to shout out over the other, to invalidate people. And, boy, we don't want to go there again, because look what it's given rise to. You know, a corrupt government, you know, corrupt agencies throughout our government, you know, lawlessness that's taken place. Well, I've never seen anything good come out of lawlessness other than, you know, what maybe might come out of the other side, and that's the experience that you get to say, ooh, I don't want to do that again. But we're still, you know, going through the experience. And like I said, you know, sometimes you have to fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity is still in play. And in many ways, I see that, you know, happening here in the United States. It's like, man, we just have to go through some more pain, because people want to insist on their rightness. And, you know, and in the midst of all this, ladies and gentlemen, don't give up. There is rightness. There is. But we've got to search for it. And some of this is going to cause some soul searching, you know, to take place. And this is why, you know, I've maintained, as I was speaking with one of our guests yesterday, is that the litmus test to me is that whatever it is that we bring into our government, whatever it is that we're voting for and that we're considering, does it add or take away from liberty? I mean, that is, sometimes you have to look at where the rubber meets the road. Out of all, I mean, you look at the Constitution, it's a brilliant document. There's lots of aspects, you know, that are addressed in it. But out of it, you draw, what is the most important thing? You know, again, as you heard me say, you know, I believe in the Pareto Principle. The Pareto Principle is a mathematical equation that says that 80, you get 80% of the yield from 20% of the focus. So in just about anything you do in business, and, you know, go right down the line, maybe in your own life, if you look and really consider your own story and say, wow, about 20% of what I've done has given me 80% of the yield of, you know, good consequences, maybe sometimes bad, or however it is, whatever your equation is. But in government and everything is okay, that 80-20, that Pareto principle comes into play. And so here it is, you know, and I'm bringing it down even less than 20% by saying one thing, my freedom. You know, that's the question. We're going into an election season, and the people that are, you know, trying to sell us on their vote, that on our vote, you know, you need to ask them, you know, are they truly pursuing liberty here? Is this liberty for all? Does it add or does it take away? Is it consistent with the Constitution, what they're presenting? And you have to do some, you know, you have to do some research and understand here, too, you know, where this is coming from. Because as we know, you know, politicians can be pretty slick. You know, what they say and what they do, boy, big chasm between them. So, you know, as voters, if we're going to get this country back on track, we need to be more discerning, you know, critical thinking, critical questioning. It's okay. It's all right. We need to reintroduce that. We need a little bit of a renaissance is what we need here. And at the core of this, and you know me as a man of faith, ultimately, I believe in the soul searching, we have to look at our hearts and consider, okay, where are our hearts in all this? You know, is it right? In light of all this stuff that's going on, you know, we got people storming the borders and we look at it and we go, wow, that's rather lawless. And how do you handle this stuff? Understanding these are fellow human beings, not citizens, but they're fellow human beings. And they've come hundreds of miles, you know, so desperate. And in order to come to hundreds of miles, they've violated more than one law. But here they are. And, you know, people are upset because we're not, putting out the red carpet for them. But, you know, the results of all this is not good. And we have people in the country illegally to the point that, you know, we don't even know how many. And they try and tell you 13 million. Well, you know, that's an old number. It's probably 25 million by now, you know, plus. And so we've got to get a handle on this. And I blame the Democrats because Democrats made a deal back in the 80s. You remember with Ronald Reagan. Oh, just go ahead. Just give amnesty to the 3 million. After that, man, we're going to be good. We're going to be good. We're going to behave ourselves. It's going to be great and perfect. Well, here we are. Many versions of let's kick the can down the road. And we find ourselves in this big mess, all brought to you by the Democratic Party. Democratic Party, by and large. Ah, there's some Republicans, you know, because I always hate that deal when they, oh, well, you know, you guys are just as bad, you know, it's both sides. Well, you know, regardless, but primarily the Democrats, clearly. Yes, there have been people on both sides, but, you know, I always hate that response because it's kind of like it invalidates, you know, the bad part. Okay, so I guess it doesn't make it as bad. No, it's bad because we're the people who are suffering. I mean, look what's going on. I mean, producer Brad, he and the girlfriend unit and future father-in-law are heading to Paris. And I told him, yeah, you are. You're heading to Paris. Well, congratulations, old deal. He's getting married next year, by the way.
That is also true.
It's taken an entire year because the girlfriend unit, soon to be a wife unit, has got plans to come up with this extraordinary ice sculpture. And they got plenty of ice over there, so they got to wait, you know. And so it takes them a year to kind of put this ice sculpture all together. It's an incredible story, and I can't wait to see it.
The giant swan.
Maybe that's not so true. Maybe that's a little bit of fake news. But anyway, but the real news, they're going to Paris. And I said, hey, do you realize what's going on at Charles de Gaulle Airport? He goes, no, what's happening? I said, well, you got all these migrants there. Charles de Gaulle, and they're just saying, look at, I mean, they're storming their border, okay? You think we got problems. They got problems, too. And this is interesting. This is kind of the mentality, and you wonder, you say, okay, what is going on here? Because what's happening at the border, it's almost like a microcosm of what's the attitude. There's some prevailing, you know, spirit, you know, some weird thing that's going on that has people thinking a little goofy. So you got these migrants that are, they've stormed, they're you know, being held up at Charles de Gaulle Airport because, you know, guess what? They don't have passport. I mean, they're not to be there, you know. They haven't gone through a legal process to go into Charles de Gaulle. You know, Brad and the family, they've got a legal process. They got a passport doing all the right things that they're supposed to do. And hopefully they don't run into this. Hopefully it's cleared up by then. But last I heard, you've got them there. They're all chanting, France does not belong to the French. Everyone has a right to be here. Oh, really? I mean, this is what's going on. See, everybody's laws are being challenged. So right now the French is holding them off, but there is this attitude, particularly in Europe, because that's been the prevailing attitude, is that there's no borders. Okay, so everybody has a right because you know, nobody's borders. This is crazy. And so, what kind of impact is this going to have? Well, Brad, you know, part of your project here, you know, while you're on vacation in the airport, is let us know. You know, firsthand, you know, what's happening at the ground level here. But
will do.
Well, that's just, isn't that crazy? Yeah. France does not belong to the French. Everyone has a right to be here. A prevailing and growing thought that's, like, pretty obtuse here. But if people don't hold, in a sense, to their boundaries, right? Because all we're talking about is boundaries and borders and the reason to be and what their country's all about, then you put your very citizens in jeopardy. This is what's happening in America today.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic Alabama state senator is now sponsoring a bill that would repeal the state's abortion ban that passed last week, which makes performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is in danger. Yesterday, hundreds of rallies in favor of abortion rights were held in communities nationwide. One such rally in Maryland, Diana Phillip of Pro-Choice Maryland says,
"We should be concerned that mothers, daughters, and sisters all throughout our land are being challenged with the idea that they can't access the full spectrum of reproductive health care. We need to be concerned for all the states, not just Maryland."
As more House Democrats push to open impeachment proceedings against President Trump, Speaker Nancy Pelosi will discuss the issue with her caucus this morning. She's been cool to the idea of preferring aggressive investigations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Brandon joins us now, FreedomWorks president. I'm going to be talking about President Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to address immigration reform and the dangers of socialism. Adam, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you here, especially talking about comprehensive immigration reform that the president laid out. Interesting, we were just talking a moment ago about Charles de Gaulle Airport. You've got African migrants going, you know, chanting, you know, France doesn't belong to you. You know, we have every right to be here. You know, that kind of attitude is almost like the same thing that we're having, you know, at our southern border. And if the truth be known, Adam, I mean, there are many. We're talking Central Americans here, okay? So this is a little bit apart from, you know, the Mexicans and Mexico, because there are many people in Mexico that believe that they should reclaim California, and that, sure, you know, California was stolen from them, and, you know, that sort of thing. And so, there have been. I remember the rock group Mana had come to California one time. I was happened to be at the concert, and they were talking about their vision, you know, talking, because it was a Hispanic audience, saying, you know, our vision is that, you know, soon that California will once again be part of the homeland, be part of Mexico. I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, what a treasonous statement. Of course, they're not citizens, but here they are, because we're the land of free speech and allowing this stuff. And I'm thinking, and these people are applauding, and I'm going, wait a minute, you guys ran away from Mexico because of the corruption and the craziness, and just what you want to do is you want to bring the homeland here to California. Great. You know,
when you look at data from Hispanic community here in America, one thing that always surprised people was how relatively strong Donald Trump's poll numbers were in the Hispanic communities. Because you look, turn on the television, you'd think that wouldn't be true, but a lot of the people who have come here legally, especially, they're coming to be part of this culture. master of rule of law.
Exactly.
Not trying to import the, you know, the poverty and the chaos and the lawlessness of where they, when they came from to this country. So that's one of the reasons, especially amongst those folks who came legally, that they are trying to get away from something and start afresh and start anew here.
Well, when you think about it, when you got MS-13 gang members, you've got Hispanics, you know, all the way up to, you know, Central America coming into the country, where do they go? They don't go to Beverly Hills. You know, they're not camping out next to Cher's place or Nancy Pelosi's place. They're going into the Hispanic communities. So the Hispanic communities are, you know, that's ground zero. They're in the middle of dealing with all this chaos brought to you, certainly by the open border types and the Democrats.
Right. No, that is accurate.
Yeah. And so, as you say, the numbers that, you know, they would want the general population, at least the Democrats, the narrative, and being supported by the fake news mainstream media, is that Hispanics are, you know, they're all for this, you know, and they record numbers, you know, they were against Trump, they hate Trump and all that. And it's going, wait a minute, you don't even understand. You know, being Hispanic, I know the culture. I was raised in the culture. We're very family oriented. We're very anti-abortion. We're very conservative. In fact, it was really interesting and kind of somewhat comical. It kind of reminded me when I was in the Marine Corps, and I was in boot camp, and this guy came to me and says, and he was like staring at me, and I go, what's the problem? He goes, well, I've never seen a Mexican before. It's kind of like when I was, you know, when I was first, you know, on the air and starting to do this nationally syndicated show, and it was kind of weird, you know, because it was only about 11 years ago, and I had a couple syndicators come to me and go, gosh, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I said, you gotta be kidding, you know, come on, you know, that is the core and the heart of the culture, and it's kind of laughable, but sadly, some of that ignorance still exists, that they think that it's a monolithic group or something.
What my aha moment was years ago, I was at a rodeo in Colorado, and they had this whole little, I think it was Ford had an exhibit, and it was all F-150, and it was, you know, the celebration of the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone there had cowboy boots and cowboy hats and were just loving the culture of the America's West. And I turned to my friend at the time, I'm like, 90% of these folks were Mexican or Central American,
right,
who were celebrating all this. And that's what I realized, you know, a lot of these folks in fact, maybe even more than a lot, maybe even most, they love that spirit and culture of the American West and the individual and freedom. And those are the folks that want to have a legal system to come here legally and to work legally, but they are not for this open chaos at the border.
Oh,
I always think that something Trump said, and the first things he said that really got my attention, is during the debate, he said, look, we're a country or we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is such a, and if you can't control who's coming in and out, it's hard to say that you're a country.
Right, exactly. And meanwhile, there at Charles de Gaulle Airport, you've got these African migrants, hundreds. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the pictures there. It's crazy. France does not belong to the French. Everyone has a right to be here. And this is the narrative that's been put out regarding the United States of America. And we wonder why we've got all this chaos here. Again, brought to you by the Democrats who back during, we're speaking of Ronald Reagan, you know, he said, look, just give us a 3 million, you know, amnesty these 3 million. We promise that'll be it. We'll get all this stuff squared away. Well, how did they do?
If you don't fix the underlying problem, it's not going to go away. And I think that's what Reagan failed at doing by just granting amnesty. What you just encourage the incentive to keep the problem going. And that's why I got to give Trump a lot of credit right now, because he identifies both the causes and the effects of our broken immigration system. And so what he's kind of throwing down is a system that would overall create an immigration system that benefits and is in the interest of the United States. And, by the way, this is the same system that the Australians and Canadians do, because it just makes sense. You want a system that benefits your people and your country.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then part of that, the equation, I get, you can't do that unless at the same time you make sure that you know who's coming in. You have a secure border. And what the president's basically saying is we need a legal system to get the people we need and to get the people who want to come here and who want to celebrate being American. You want a system that if you break the laws, they're very clear, and you're out.
Yes. You know, Adam, there's empirical evidence behind all this. I mean, this isn't theoretical, just as you cited. Other countries, they do the right thing. You get the right results. obviously we're doing the wrong thing because we're getting results that stink, you know, that is injurious to both sides, the citizens and the people coming in here. They don't have the freedom. They're operating in the shadows. So then the Democrats' idea is, oh, okay, we'll have a sanctuary city. Well, it doesn't work that way because at the ground level, you've got these little mini mafia camps that are taking place because there's got to be, there's a rule of law happening in every area, in every zip code. Either it's America's rule of law or it's the local justice that takes place, right, just like the mafia did, you know, when we had all the immigrants coming to this country. You know, the government couldn't stay on top of it all, so then you had all these individual fiefdoms that were being set up, right? And so this is what we've got going on here in the country. We see this stuff. There's enough history. But if you want to ignore it, then look at, we're going to have to go through all the hard work, and here we are. Go ahead.
Dumbfounded when I see the Democratic response to what Donald Trump has started to put out here. Mm-hmm. Just dumbfounded. And the reason is that they are defending a system that people are having to pay $10,000 to coyotes to bribes to get across the border, a system where women are getting sexually assaulted, a system where you're having, you know, just these hordes of women with children showing up and getting separated, and oh, what a mess. That's what Democrats are supporting.
Right. Yeah. What's their solution?
The end game. What is the end game? I mean, right, I don't want to be a cynic, but it almost seems like the end game is just flood into the country with these different districts for electoral purposes,
right,
which is, that's borderline treasonous if that's the final goal. If it's just humanitarian, this is not a humanitarian system. What Donald Trump proposed is a very humanitarian system that respects people.
Exactly, respects both sides. And this is what's all being ignored. And it's like they're overwhelming, you know, the system and the operation here to such a degree that they're just hoping that people throw their arms up and just, you know, hand it over to the Democrats. Just say, okay. And they're the ones that started the fire to begin with. And they're sitting there going, hey, we got hoses. We can put this out. We can put that fire out. Well, you guys are the guys that started it. I mean, historically, this is what they do. And sadly, the voters continue to fall for the, you know, for the scam. And, you know, here it is. And we wonder why our constitutional republic is being so compromised these days, Adam.
Well, that's why we're in the fight right now. That's why I was pleased to stand with the president the other day. And we'll keep fighting with him for the next year or so on this policy.
Well, we appreciate you staying on top of it and being on the show as always. Adam Brandon, FreedomWorks president on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Adam. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Bill, see you soon.
You got it. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you look at what's happening politically and around our country today. You know, this song is an encouragement because this is our moment. It's our time for a comeback. But, you know, it's just not going to happen automatically. You've got to do something about it. You've got to activate yourself. And this is what is being required of the United States of America and its citizenry. If you want, if your focus is the great American dream to continue on to the next generation, it behooves all of us to be activated and know what is going on. Rachel Bavard is with us. Rachel is the Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute. Rachel, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. You know, before we talk about the topics I want to address, what came up here is that well, we need to pause for just a moment and consider, you know, we're talking about people who want to come into the country, that there's some sort of civics exam, even before they come, that they understand the country. Boy, there's citizens here, you know, and we've done this before. They couldn't even pass the citizen test. I mean, when people go through all the studying and say, look, I want to be a citizen. I want to contribute to this great American dream, and, you know, for me and my family and the generations to come, they study, they show themselves to be approved, and they learn about this country. And there are citizens here who have gone through the educational system, sadly, that couldn't even pass that test.
So that's right. And I think it's worth pointing out, too, that, you know, even Germany has a citizenship test. I mean, this is not unusual. Countries, because of everything you said, countries put this in front of people and say, look, you really want to be here. I hope you've learned our language. I hope you've studied up on our country. So this is putting us in line with the rest of the world, which liberals love to say we should be anyway. So for them to push back against this is just completely counterintuitive. This is something that makes a lot of sense and also is followed by almost every other Western country in the world.
Rachel, you know, people get unnerved. I mean, they're progressives. Oh, you want to make them learn the language and assimilate and stuff like this. Look, this is common sense. You know, if you go to Russia, you're not going to get, you're not going to demand of the Russians that they speak English. You know, you have got to, you know, you got to fit in a sense, and assimilate so that you can be successful, you can conduct commerce, that you can, you know, contribute. You can't do it if you're going into a country that doesn't even understand what you're saying. We want people to come here and be successful. And you line things up in such a way to where you have a good chance at being successful by insisting, you know, or at least accommodating people, say, oh, no, you don't need to learn, you don't need to assimilate.
we know empirically that that's not positive. That doesn't work for people, by and large.
No, that's exactly right. And it goes to your point that we do want immigrants to come here, and we want them to be successful, but these are steps 1, 2, and 3 before they can actually do that. We want people to come here and assimilate and be part of our culture and build a strong and vibrant America. When people come here and stay in their own communities, they don't assimilate, they try to make, you know, little countries replicate from where they came from, right, instead of becoming a broader part of the culture, that's where we get into trouble. And that's what we really want to avoid with reforming this immigration system.
It's what our immigrant grandparents and great-grandparents did. They gave us an example and showed us how to make this work, and we followed it. And somehow the brain trust of this 21st century have decided, you know, somehow that doesn't work, or, you know, that's insulting for people. You know, it's like it doesn't make sense. And, you know, all you do then is that you hold people back. They're not able to assimilate and be productive, and as a result, they become wards of the state. Oh, that's wonderful, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We just want them to do what our grandparents did.
Why not? Hey, let's talk about how conservatives are getting behind in terms of the strong opposition about the Equality Act and Fairness for All Act. We're not hearing a lot about this, so I'm glad that you're here to bring this to light so people understand what the Equality Act is all about and the Fairness for All Act and why conservatives are saying, whoa, wait a minute, slow down here.
Yeah, this is a bill that actually passed the House last week, and it's worth talking about because it is so destructive, especially to conscience protections and religious liberty and people of faith. This bill basically said it took LGBTQ individuals and amended the Civil Rights Act and said, look, all workplace discrimination protections are going to be afforded to LGBTQ individuals as well. And it made no carve-out for religious objections. So what we saw with Masterpiece Cakes, cake baker that basically was taken to the Supreme Court over the fact that he would not create a cake for a gay wedding, that is going to be ascribed to all workplaces now, and there are no opportunities for religious objections. And this is a pretty insidious thing, right? America was founded on this premise of free exercise of religion.
Exactly.
Nobody wants the left tries to conflate religious exercise as discrimination, and that's exactly not the case, and that's not what this country was founded on. And so you saw some really good conservative opposition to this bill, but it did pass the House, and 8 Republicans voted for it. It will likely go die in the Republican Senate, but this is something that people really need to keep an eye on because this is the future the left wants.
Exactly.
Which is that they take their agenda and they shove it down the throats of the rest of us and do not give us an opportunity to exercise our religious liberty.
Well, they're following the plan that, really shoved down the throat of America, the definition, you know, the revised definition of marriage. I mean, in California alone, Rachel, there were 8 million people that voted for the definition of marriage, you know, one man, one woman. You know, that's the definition between a man and a woman. Well, a activist judge in San Francisco who happened to be a homosexual says, oh, no, yeah, the 8 million people got it wrong. And he evaporated. He evaporated that, 8 million votes. And California just kind of shrugged. I mean, it was like no big deal here. So, you know, the activists, the progressives have a way. This is a pattern. This is what they do. And as you say, you got to keep an eye on it because, it's a slow creep. It's kind of like the Blob. When I was growing up, this horrendous movie, it scared the heck out of everybody as we were kids growing up. It was about this just blob that just kind of just swallowed up, humanity. And this is what's happening with progressives and conservative thought is getting swallowed up here because, you know, at the core of all this, like any law and any right that we need to look at, you know, there's something, you know, wrong when, somebody's right is claimed and it's at the expense of another. And this is what this is happening. You know, the we got this core issue again is that, conservatives, they're having to give up their right in order to accommodate this. This is a bad law on its face.
No, that's right. And I think, you know, it's interesting. We're really starting to see the fallout from prioritizing LGBTQ rights over other rights, as you said, so over the rights of religious freedom. But it's also starting to diminish women's rights.
Right.
And you're starting to see this now as women are now forced to compete against biological men who identify as women in athletic contests. And a bill like this, it's pretty heavily speculated and backed up, would allow universities to discriminate against women by saying, taking in biological men who identify as women, putting them on the playing field, and thereby diminishing the ability of women to actually just compete on a literal equal
right.
playing field. And so this goes even beyond, the consequences of this, it's almost Kafkaesque. We're starting to deal with a
right.
world that just makes no sense. But for religious people, people of faith, and for women, I think all of these groups are being threatened by this push to prioritize LGBTQ rights over everyone else.
Exactly. It's so insane. It reminds me of my old mentor used to always tell me, because we went through an era of open-minded. Oh, don't be so close-minded. You need to be open-minded. And he would caution and say, sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. And it seems like this is what's happening in our country today. This kind of, disconnect from logic and reason, as you say. Martina Navratilova, an avowed, homosexual herself has even said, look, competing with men is not right. Tennis tried it out, with the one tennis player. And, how did that work out? And this was, this was a couple decades ago.
Yeah, I think this is an insidious pattern. And I think it's also worth pointing out that, we're starting to actually see cases of this in the courts as well. Parental rights are being stripped from people who won't, give their child hormone injections or who object to a child's gender reassignment surgery when they're under 18. Courts are now saying, well, that child cannot have custody of your child anymore. We've seen this most recently in Ohio. A couple was stripped of their parental rights. So this isn't just speculation anymore. This is starting to happen. So this is a big part of the culture war that conservatives need to stand up and say, look, my parental rights matter. My freedom of religion matters. And for women, hey, my equal rights matter too.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all groups, I think, that really need to start speaking up in opposition to the consequences of this type of policy being promoted over everything else.
We talk about, conservatives, but, what I'm hearing, Rachel, with some of these, just incredible laws and ideas that progressives and particularly Democrats are thrusting upon us. Some of my well-meaning liberal friends are going, gosh, maybe I am conservative because I don't like this. This is not good. Being stripped of my parental rights, this is what it all leads to. And sometimes this is the things that people are forgetting and why they need to stay on top more than ever, because progressives are moving the field, moving the ball down the field pretty aggressively. And if we don't stay on top of it, how many more people are going to have to lose their parental rights? We've got young boys, young girls having hormone injections and without parental approval. This is happening. These kids are sitting at the dinner table and wondering what's going on, but they're told not to tell their parents what they're doing. And this is a tough deal. What we're doing to families across the country is pretty scary.
No, it's absolutely right. Vigilance is the better part of valor, so I would encourage people to read the Equality Act, stay on top of it, and stay on top of this trend generally as it continues through the culture and our politics.
Rachel, how can they be in touch with you?
You can find us online at conservativepartnership.org, and then I publish weekly at American Greatness, and you can follow me on Twitter at Rachel Brevard.
She's the Senior Director of Policy at the Conservative Partnership Institute, Rachel Brevard. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Rachel, thanks a lot. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.